Hello and welcome to our podcast, Earthlings and Things.
Today, we will be talking about prehistoric beast Earthlings that have lived many millions of years ago. Dinosaurs!
Please forgive us for any major mistakes. This is our first podcast, and it is not scripted. We wanted to preserve natural conversation. Most dinosaurs actually had feathers. Even the T-Rex did. Velociraptors, Stegosaurus, most dinosaurs did.
A common dinosaur many people know from the Jurassic Park franchise is a Dilophosaur.
In the movie, the Dilophosaurus seems to have fans that can pop out of its ears. When I first watched this, I thought this was kind of messed up because they don't even do that. Also, they were spitting acid at this guy, and they don't do that either. Dilophosaurus were almost 20 feet long. They didn't spit venom, and they didn't have those weird fan things in the movies. Dilophosaurs were depicted to be super weak, and the venom was supposed to be their only source of protection. The crest on their heads was also supposed to be weak, but that has bubbles of air and pockets of air in it, which makes it so hard, and if they do penetrate it, it'll be like bubble wrap protecting it. Also, the Dilophosaurus in the movie would probably be the same size as a baby Dilophosaurus in real life. Velociraptors don't have the crest like the Dilophosaurus do.
The Velociraptors are also depicted wrong in the franchise. The actual Velociraptors were smaller and had more feathers compared to the ones in Jurassic World and Jurassic Park.
In the movies, something I didn't understand is Velociraptors were known to be super smart, like opening doors and even following orders by humans. Velociraptors aren't as smart as crows and chimps. They're around as smart as a bunny or a rabbit.
About 4 million years before the actual impact of the asteroids, there was less food and things started to dry out, meaning less dinosaurs. So when it hit, many of the big species started going extinct already.
And the species that remained, like T-Rex and Velociraptor, most herbivores died, so they had nothing to eat. So they'd had to go eat each other, which is kind of messed up, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Now, most of the dinosaurs, most of the smaller dinosaurs with feathers, for example, the Microraptor, eventually evolved into what is now birds.
People say that the chicken is related to the T-Rex, and that is true, which I find kind of funny.
So what came first, the chicken or the egg?
A question that has forever plagued mankind.
During the Ice Age, the reason why there's so many mammals there, the Smilodon and the Woolly Mammoth and Woolly Rhino, is because many of the mammals during the Cretaceous, Jurassic, and Triassic periods were all, their predators too, were wiped out by the meteor and other causes. They evolved and became the dominant species on the planet.
The way how the small mammal survived, when everything started going crazy, the meteor and all that happened, they would burrow underground.
And because of this, they could survive longer.
Because they have a nice, relaxing, well, probably not relaxing because the whole world must have been crazy outside, but little hideout.
One thing that came from the meteor was smoke and debris clouding the earth from sunlight. So many plants had a hard time with photosynthesis, and a lot of them started dying off, which was really hard for the herbivores. So the smaller dinosaurs were able to survive because they did not need as much to eat compared to, for example, sauropods like the Brachiosaur and the Apatosaur, or basically long-necked dinosaurs.
And that's how the Microraptor, probably one of the smallest dinosaurs, survived and evolved into one of the modern-day birds.
Now, one of the lesser talked but very important moments in prehistoric history was the Cambrian explosion. So this happened when a bunch of new nutrients were released into the oceans, and there was enough food for anything to survive. Thousands of new species all over the ocean, like the Opabinia, and eventually they even died out too. But there are some bacteria species that still remain alive.
In the prehistoric sea, there was this shark that they found fossils of. And the confusing thing about it is its jaw is curved. I saw a photo of this fossilized shark with a curved jaw, the Helicoprion. This shark's jaw is curved like a lollipop. Usually, the only part of the shark that gets fossilized is its jaw.
The coelacanth was a prehistoric species of fish found 400 million years ago. They were thought to have been extinct, but in May of 2020, they found and documented 364 coelacanths. Scientists predict there is about 500 or less individuals out there. Just yesterday, Yahoo had a news story about the coelacanths.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast, Earthlings and Things.
Thanks for tuning in. For the remaining time, talk to your family. Have some cake. Eat some sandwiches. Take a walk. Get some fresh air. See you later,
alligator.